The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. Let's just lift up our hands and just appreciate God. I have a short time this evening. I'm trusting God for grace. Lord, I thank you for this ground. This is unholy ground. Lord, we revere this house and what you are doing here. We do not take it for granted. The heavenly investment that has landed in this house over the years. We thank you for Life Campaign. Life Campaign has been a platform for proclaiming your will into the hearts of men in this generation. We thank you for raising this place as an holy altar and an high place in the spirit to make your will known to men, to communicate the secrets of the kingdom of God. Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for the labor in this house. We thank you for grace that you have given your servant and your handmaiden and all the laborers with them. We thank you for faithfulness through the years. We celebrate these things as vouchers of grace and mercy from heaven. Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you. We thank you for 2022. We thank you for a new announcement in the spirit. We thank you for causing grace to appear once again to see things pertaining to the everlasting kingdom. Yea, even the everlasting dominion. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you glory. Oh, we give you glory. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for prevailing over Ondo City. We thank you for breaking the atmosphere. We thank you for raising a standard. Yea, we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the atmosphere that is open to proclaim these things, to speak them into the hearts of men. Father, I receive mercy tonight. I stand under you. Lord, I stand under you tonight. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength tonight. I receive strength. I receive help. Lord, make my tongue the pen of a ready writer. Lord, make me enabled to minister as you want me to tonight. I receive help from your spirit. I receive grace from your spirit. I lean upon the strength of the spirit to make me communicate those things that you have to say tonight. I give you thanks. I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Okay. Let's have that. Thank you, Pastor Alfred.
Even the depths of wisdom, for deadly capacity to protect it. Even the depths of wisdom, wisdom is in the depth. Wisdom is a depth. Wisdom is a depth in the depth. A depth in the depth that must be reached out unto, must be reached unto, must be reached unto, to draw from, even for salvation, even for salvation. It's a depth that must be reached unto, that must be reached unto. But you know, I have come to help you draw. I have come to help you draw. I have come to help you draw, to draw out even off of the wells of salvation. The things that can secure your soul, the things that can preserve your soul and purify your soul and further separate separate your soul, even unto the blessing, even unto the blessing. I have come to draw with you. I have come to help you draw. I have come with aid. Will Kabanuke bete aid you to draw, to aid you to pull forth, to pull forth, to pull out, even at the depths of wisdom, even out of the depths of wisdom, hidden wisdom, great wisdom, hidden, 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 unto salvation, that you may find life, that you may find life.
Amen.
Oh, that you may find life.
Amen.
That you may find life. We have come to aid you. We have come to help you.
Amen.
Even tonight, to find life, says the Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. We trust God for help. Amen. Okay, let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'll just try to introduce whatever the Lord has to say through me tonight and continue tomorrow. There is so much precision in the Spirit in the season that we are in. If you could notice the level of alignment with Scripture, I don't think I've seen that level of alignment as much as I've seen now with the giving of the everlasting gospel. So it shows to me that most of the apostles, when they wrote the epistles, they wrote them from that God light. Can we say amen? So they did not write epistles until they began to use the everlasting light. That's the only way the scriptures could be this accurate. And like I heard Reverend say, you to take only the wisdom that comes from the everlasting gospel to be able to receive or excavate the riches in the prophets. You know, all those prophets, what they archived in them were wisdom of salvation. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, you know, when you look at Isaiah, you can teach Isaiah like epistles. The level of grace that is in some of those prophets. Now, you can now further or better interpret them because of the light of the everlasting gospel. So you can see the wisdom of God hidden in the prophets, in Psalms, in Isaiah, and all through scriptures. Okay, so we are in that season of precision because the day of God is at hand. Can we say amen? Now, when we say the day of God, we are not saying first, talking about his physical coming. His physical coming is a product of his appearing with understanding. How the Lord appears is with understanding. Can we say amen? So when the Lord is coming, it comes with light. It comes with doctrine. It comes with precision of accuracy of doctrine. It is as he comes with understanding that we make progress into his day. Can we say amen? So coming of the Lord is the coming of light. Can we say that? Coming of the Lord is the coming of what? Light. So the day of God's day is actually the day of God. Scriptures calls it with many words. We can call it the day of God. We can call it the day of the vengeance of our God. We can call it the day of salvation. Can we say amen? All are just same words, same concept with the wisdom of many words. So look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The distance between the first epistle of Paul and the second epistle of Paul was a progression of light. Okay, you could see that when Paul first wrote his first epistle to the Corinthian church, it was to address things concerning Christ. Meaning the church at that stage could not bear the light of Christ. They had not used that light well to a season where Paul could speak unto them as spiritual. Can we say amen? So in chapter 3, Paul said, I can't speak unto you as spiritual, but I'll speak unto you as what? Carnal. Meaning they had not come of age concerning the light of Christ. Can we say amen? So the document of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the whole is actually establishing Christ. From chapter 1 down to chapter 15 is to establish Christ and then prepare ground for a greater light coming. Can we say amen? So we can get that. So the distance between the first epistle of Paul and the second epistle of Paul is a progression of light. So meaning that we make progress by light. Can we say that? That's how you calibrate churches. In the New Testament, churches are not calibrated by nothing except understanding based on delivery of light. That's how you know how you can even want to quantify a church or the progression of the church. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul now began to do a proper introduction of the church into the light of God's day. Can we say amen? The actual ministry of the New Testament is the writing of the law of God on our hearts. Meaning the light of Christ, which is the revelation of the faith of Christ unto charity, is just to prepare the heart for God to write upon. Are we talking? Amen. Let's go back a little bit. Take me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's see. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's see the first verse 3. Because of time. Amen. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, okay, but with what? The Spirit of the living God. I want you to know that. You see, it's that Spirit of the living God is the activity of the Holy Ghost in the dimension of the everlasting God. That's why we see the Spirit of the living God. You know, Holy Ghost works at every level of light. Can we say amen? Or, like you said, the Holy Ghost works at every level of truth. So, but this is the writing of God by the Spirit. Can we say amen? The writing of the law of God. Can we say amen? Written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tables of stone, but where? Come on, talk to me. But where? In fleshly what? Tables of the heart. So, for their hearts to be made flesh, their hearts must have used Christ's light. Can we say amen? Amen? What did I say? For their hearts to be what? Made flesh. Everybody say flesh. This flesh is not old flesh. It's new flesh. It is called the new man. So the new man itself is a kind of flesh, Pastor Tyle, that God can write on. So the essence of the testimony of Christ, you know, the testimony of Christ is a lesser testimony, amen, than the testimony of God. Can we say amen? The essence of that testimony is to train the heart or to convert the heart from an heart of stone to the heart of flesh. Can we say amen? It takes doctrine to do that. Amen. Amen. You being born again does not convert the heart. So you need administration of light. You have to till that soul well. I appreciate Pastor Adimati's teaching. That's what he was doing. You have to till the soul well with doctrine so that God can now begin to write on that soul. So you could see that the Corinthian church had used light and made progress, and they had been turned from what? An heart of stone to an heart what? Of flesh. Can we say amen? Another word for the heart of flesh is called open face. Now let me read two verses, then we'll verse 4 and 5, then we'll look at the last three verses of this chapter. Amen. Are we here? Now, the dawning of God's day is the dawning of salvation light. What did I say? And that dawning is not primarily first. Now, that day is dawning on everyone, either you believe it or not. It will be terrible for that day to dawn upon you unprepared. Because the day is dawning on all men, really. But there are those that are waiting for that day. And so in this conference, I believe that we'll be addressing that more. Amen. Because it's the dawning of the day of God. And Pastor Daddy said, Reverend Busui said that you calibrated the day by light. So the dawning of the day of God is the dawning of the light of God. Can we say amen? That light is dawning upon a people that are waiting for it. It is the people that have used a lesser light and they are aware of the next allocation. So not everybody is aware that the day is dawning. Many are fast asleep. Hallelujah. So you know all the apostles were bringing the churches into awareness of the seasons of God. That's what makes you an apostle of the New Testament. You know seasons by light. What did I say? The seasons of God are divided by light, by understanding. So he says, and such trust we have through Christ. Look at it. Through Christ. Where? To Godward. So they knew that the destination is God. Amen. Through Christ, Godward. Who has made us what? Able. We are not sufficient of ourselves to think of ourselves, but our sufficiency of God was made us able ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Are we here? Now look at that Spirit. It's not capital S. It's small S. So, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. That Spirit here is a law. It's, when you see law, it's small S at times. It either represents nature or law. It's the Holy Ghost though, but in the Holy Ghost in diverse dimensions. So this Spirit here is talking about the administration of the law of God. Because you can't know God outside His law. What did I say? So the knowledge of God's light is communicated by the knowledge of His law. It is the law of God that administers His knowledge. So that Spirit here is the law of God. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So God gives life by understanding. And understanding comes by the revelation of His law. Okay? So now I want to, because of time, let's jump to the last three verses, because it's chapter 6 I'm really going. There was a time last year we made progress from chapter 3 to, we stopped in chapter 5, and we had used 10 weeks. There's so much light here. Can we say amen? Now take me to the last three verses of chapter 3. Then I can take a jump back to chapter 6. Thank you. Are we here? Okay, I think I have to make, okay. Yes, verse 16 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says, nevertheless, when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with what? Open face. That's where I'm going. Okay? We all with what? Open face. So it's not every Christian that has an open face. Amen. So this is not an address. You see, when you are reading an epistle, you need the Spirit of truth to be able to interpret the epistles properly. You are welcome, sir. Can we appreciate Pastor Thompson? So, open face are those that Christ's light has opened their face to see God. So we all is not you all. Amen. He's not writing. And I'm even know that epistles were written to specific churches. You know, recent argument on everlasting and eternal life. Okay, I can make mistake. Reverend Musu can correct me, can spank me. Amen. We don't need to argue with people. You know the reason why? The Bible is the only test book written to all students of God. Do you know any textbook that any school that uses the same textbook? All from nursing school to university. Do you know any school like that? It's only in church that we use the same textbook. So at times you are reading something, you think the Bible speaks to you at your level. Oh, you're not talking. The Bible speaks to you at your level. So when someone is saying eternal is different from everlasting, you may need to just pause and don't quickly argue. You want to read 1 John chapter 5. It says, now we have eternal life. Is it you they are talking to? You have forgotten that there are churches that are journeyed for decades with a particular understanding. You from nowhere, you just put yourself there. It doesn't work that way. Anyway, I just said that, by the way. Can we say amen? So we all here, it's not every Christian. He's talking to the Corinthian church that has used the light of Christ and has been turned from the heart of stone to what? An heart of flesh. Their face has now been opened to now receive the everlasting light. Okay? But we all, with open face, beholding what? As in a glass, the glory of the Lord. Everybody say glory of the Lord. This glory of the Lord, there's the glory of the Lord Almighty, or the everlasting Father. You can see Lord. He's a Lord, but he's a higher Lord. He's not just Lord Christ. He's a Lord that is almighty. So, beholding the glory of the Lord, are changed into what? The same image. Hallelujah. I'm sure this is not strange to eternal life members. Praise God. Into the same image from what? Glory to glory. I like the word. Everybody say glory to glory. So, in the day of God, there is calibrated into two seasons. There is an everlasting glory, and there is also what? An eternal glory. So the dawning of the day of God starts with the revelation of the everlasting God. Hallelujah. That's the first glory. Hallelujah. From glory to glory. So there are seasons there. You see, that glory to glory there are ages there. Light is not light. When you are journeying, you find out that light begins to change character. I have a physics student. You begin to see that light is exactly not light. You know, when you put white light and pass it in through prism, am I right? It splits into seven. So inside that one light, there are seven lights. That's how the light of God is. So in the glory of the Father, there are seasons of light. And that will now move you to the last phase of glory, which is the face of God. Even us, by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Now let's continue chapter 4. Let's just play around this place. Let's just continue. Amen. Are we together? So therefore, seeing we have this ministry. So this ministry here. What ministry is he talking about? He's talking about the ministry of glory, which is the writing of the law of God on acts of flesh. So this is actually the actual ministry of the New Testament. That is where it really begins. So actually, they open your face for this ministry to begin. So the essence of the light of Christ is preparation for God to begin to write his laws on your heart. So seeing we have this ministry, as we have what? Received mercy. So it's a ministry of mercy. We faint not. Verse 2. Hallelujah. For we have what? Renounce hidden things of dishonesty. So without this ministry, we can't renounce. We don't know hidden things. In fact, there are certain sins that we don't even know exist until a certain kind of light comes that has the potential or the power to see it. Just like you can't see the character of certain things except you put them under a certain light. So Paul is saying here that it is with this ministry that we now began to renounce things we call hidden things of dishonesty. Paul didn't know them until this light came. Because light is always making what? Manifest. Okay? Not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by what? The manifestation of the truth. Can we all say the truth? So, in the season of the everlasting light, the truth there is the truth of what? Of what? Is God. It's the truth of God. The truth here is more than sanctification by Christ. The light of Christ, the work of the light of Christ is to make you what? Sanctified. Or set apart. Or separate. But a sanctified man must still be further what? Saved. He needs to be further sanctified and preserved. Thank you, sir. That's in Jude. Meaning that the essence of the day of salvation is to conclude a work to make a sanctified or separate soul saved. To save you is to immune you from forces of corruption. Hallelujah. I'm not getting your attention. Can we say amen? Amen. To save a soul is to what? Immune you from what? Forces of corruption. When they say giving everlasting life, to give life is to save a soul. It's to save that soul and make that soul impervious to forces of decay. So meaning without this light, a soul can still decay. Okay? Or perish, that's the word. Perish means to spoil. To lose quality. You know, so if something has expired, the thing can still be around. You know, Nigeria, we are used to using expired products. Expired tire. Expired everything. Expired drugs. So, the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. I'm going somewhere. When is verse? Take me to verse 6 because of time. Okay, let's start from verse 3. For if our gospel be hid, is it to them that are lost? You will have heard this, them that are lost. It's not talking to unbelievers. Amen. Unbelievers are dead. Hallelujah. No epistle was written to an unbeliever. So this epistle is talking about people who are lost. To be lost is that you have not been founded by Christ. So it takes the gospel of Christ to make you found. That's why it's called foundation. Foundation. It takes Christ to foundation a soul. So a soul that has not received the light of Christ is still lost. Am I right, sir? Though you are a believer, you are lost. It takes Christ to be able to navigate the directions to get into God. Without Christ, you are lost. What did I say? And by that, I'm not talking about new birth. I'm talking about you being established in Christ. You've been rooted in Him, grounded. Colossians 2 verse 6. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest what? Now this is where I'm going. Lest the light of what? The glorious gospel of Christ. Can we say light? There's a light that must shine. You have used a light. Now another light must shine. Now this light is a higher light. It is called the light of what? The glorious gospel of Christ. This is not the gospel of Christ. There is a gospel of Christ in Romans chapter 1 from verse 16 downwards, which is the power of God unto salvation. But this one is the glorious gospel. So what it means is that it gives glory. Now this glory is salvation. Can we say what? Glory is what? Salvation. What prophets call glory in the New Testament, they render it as what? Salvation. So this glorious gospel of Christ, what it contains is the image of God. That's where I'm going. It is the image of God. Now, this kind of gospel is what saves a soul. So it's not every kind of gospel that can save a soul. Amen. What I mean, save a soul, secure a soul. To save a soul is to preserve a soul. It's to, you know what I said, embalm something. The thing can last for years and it will not decay. Salvation is to bring you to the state of God. Everybody say salvation. Salvation is to bring you to the state of God. The state of divinity. Partaking of divine nature. Partaking of incorruption. So it will take the light of the glorious gospel to interpret a kind of wisdom that will save the soul. Who he is, the image of God. That's how Paul is. He says, who he is. So that gospel is a person. It's not an it, it's a who. Who he is, the image of God, should what? Shine on them. Can we say amen? Are we here? So you can see, the essence of the dawning of God's day is to bring a greater light that will conclude a process amidst a company of those that have been separate or purified by the light of Christ. So we need to move from being separate by the light of Christ to being saved by a higher light. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Now take me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I pray that God will make me simple this evening. Praise God. I pray the prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. So let me know when I'm supposed to be through. Amen. So we then as what? Workers together with him. Now these are not church workers. So, yeah? This is not workforce. Church workforce. No, 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 no. These are workers using a light. We when Paul says we then as workers with him. So they are using a kind of light to walk. Beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. So in the dawning of the day, a grace is coming. That grace comes by doctrine. And that's now, amen. He's supposed to do a work. So I like the word workers. So it means that the Corinthian church at that stage were not yet workers. They were not, they are not began to walk with that light. Now take me to John 9. You see what I'm talking about. John 9. Is it verse 3 or 4? John 9. Is it verse 4? Thank you. Okay. Just okay. Let's start from verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay. No. John 9 from verse 1. Thank you. And Jesus passed by and saw a man that was blind from his birth. Okay, next verse. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? That this man or his parents that he was born blind? I thought before that all the miracles in the book of John, they are all witnesses to the gospel of everlasting life. Okay? So Jesus answers and answered, neither this man has sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God, but that the works of God should be what? Made manifest. Amen. Everybody say works of God. The works of God here is beyond healing, restoring his sight physically. The works of God there is to carry out the program of God's will. Now, let's look at the next verse. I'll connect scriptures now. Say amen. Amen. Verse 5. Verse 4. I must walk the works. So I like the word works. It means there is not one. So in that day, there are works. What did I say? Come on, say it again. I must walk the works of him that was sent me while it is what? Day. So Jesus was in the day of God. Hallelujah. And what calibrates that day was the works of God he was doing. So a sign you are in God's day is that you are carrying out work. That work is doing his will. The night cometh where no man can walk. Verse 5, quickly. Amen. As long as I'm in the world, I am what? The light of the world. Okay? So, now, John 4:34. Explain this further. Jesus said, my food is to do the what? Will of what? Him that sent me. Look at that. And to finish his work. So, that means that the will of the Father is his Father's work. Can we say amen? So those works of God are calibrations of will. There are seasons of obedience to doing the Father's will. Hallelujah. So when you are saying walk in the New Testament, you are talking obedience to the will. Walk. That's how you walk. You know, alarms, people have problems with this. You know, have you heard this statement? We are born to serve. I mean, something like that. We are born again to serve or something like that. So a lot of people have problems when you get to a church and you are doing nothing than sitting down. So what are you doing? What are you doing? Someone told someone that is in our church, he says, what are you doing? Because he was a former pastor in the church. The guy was a young guy. They quickly made him pastor. So when he came around us, he had to sit down. So what are you doing in that church? What are you doing in that church? He said, I'm doing nothing. He said, who are you in that church? He said, I'm a member. I said, no! You must walk. Thank God for camera, choir, all those things. That's not the work. You have to do it inside the house. The real work is obedience to the will. That's what makes a New Testament church. If the will is not taught, there's no work happening there. It's just that's something. All these things that you are doing, I don't believe I can sing. You know that. They can even sing better. Am I lying? They can do camera. They can do ushering. So if that is the work of God, we're in doom. We are doomed. Okay, let's have that. I think God wants to speak to us concerning that. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. Satanu, Tertonu, Emeketanu, Kaperetanu, Ephili, Ephili, Kapotonu. It takes having acquired training for
you
to serve.
Yes.
It takes having acquired training for you to serve. When you come in, we come at Jiche, Ekete Liborata. We do not require service from you, we require you to go through training. That is why we bring words to you. We bring you into schools, into timings of trainings, into timings of trainings, so that your work can be work indeed. And then it will be acceptable to the throne.
Yes.
It will be acceptable to the throne. If you do not walk by the regulation that we lay down, you walk your own, you waste your time, you waste the energy. Oh, and we want you to walk things that will be rewarded. We want your work to be rewardable. We want your work to be rewardable. So sit down and learn. My child, sit down and learn. Sit down and learn. Oh, yeah, yeah, bakatuna vivi katatelete. Sit down and learn. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Oh, be instructed, be guided aright, be guided aright. There is so much to be done, but you know there is still so much to be learned. There is so much to be learned. There is so much to be learned. Oh, sit down and learn. Be thorough in the place of learning. Be thorough in the place of learning. Your father's vineyard is so large. He has so much work for you to do, but you know you need to first learn. You need to learn. Oh, sit and learn. Sit and learn. Sit and learn. Sit and learn.
So this is the real work that we need to learn before we can carry out the orders. So my way, my work is to do the will of him that sent me. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Everybody say his work. So this work is a work of the Father. How many of you know that Jesus finished this work? While he was on the earth, in John 17 verse 4, he says, I have finished the work that you have given me. This is not ministry work. I have glorified thee on earth. I have what? Finished the work. So Jesus Christ was mindful of this work. As he was healing the sick, preaching the gospel, he paid more attention to this work. That's why the book of Acts began by saying of things that Jesus began to do and to teach. So Jesus was doing will. Hallelujah. Are we all together? Now let's go back to 2 Corinthians 6. So we then as workers with him beseech you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, please. I'm waiting. We then as workers with him. Beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. So we have to use grace to amass life. Can we say amen? Not to receive grace. You receive grace by understanding. When understanding is coming by doctrine, you are receiving what? Grace. And that's how you grow. You make increase in stature by grace energies. So it says, receive not the grace of God in vain. Now verse 2 is where I'm going. Exactly. Amen. Now look at verse 2. Now says that, for he said, I have helped thee in a what? Time accepted, and what? In the day of what? Salvation. Have I what? Succored. Help thee. Can we say amen? Behold, now. So, you know, I believe that this conference, the declaration of the season, emphatically. Now is what? The accepted time. And what? Behold, now is that day of salvation. So these are seasons that he mapped out here. Now, so the accepted time is the ending of the acceptable year. Now let's go to Isaiah 61. Amen. Like I said, I'm just going to lay foundation today. Isaiah 61. So we have two seasons there that that Isaiah highlighted to us. We have the acceptable year of the Lord. Can we all say that? Now the acceptable year of the Lord begins with a good year. So it is the good, acceptable, and then perfect will. So you can't come into the acceptable year without beginning at the good year. The year must first be good before it is what? Acceptable. These are language of prophets to capture will doing. So the acceptable year is the year of Christ. Can we say amen? And the acceptable year begins with a good year, which is the good will. So you know year by will. Hallelujah. You know how heaven counts our years is by how much we do will. It's not by how old you are here. They count your years by will doing. So you can see, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and what? The day of the vengeance of our God. So acceptable time is the end of the acceptable year, which is the dawning of the day of God. You know what they call dawning? At the day, say something is dawning. It says light breaks gradually. In fact, the light breaks as a thief in the night. When they say thief in the night, they're not talking of rapture. May we have understanding. They were talking of seasons. Paul was trying to tell the church that a new season has come. We have used the light of Christ. Now a new season is coming. Okay? And we need to be aware that the light of God is dawning. Now take me back. Amen. Take me back to that scripture. So the acceptable time is the end of the acceptable year. Can we all say that? The acceptable year is the year of the learning of Christ. So you will not be accepted by the everlasting Father until you have what? You have done the will of Christ. Then the everlasting Father will now adopt you into his day. So it's not everybody that is coming into God's day. It is those that have journeyed through the night. Hallelujah. With the light of Christ. That are now, because there's something that light of Christ produces in you. It is anticipation for God's day. You are expecting salvation to come. Hallelujah. Amen. So now is the accepted time. Now, it is now. Amen. You know, there was a time in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul was talking about, take me there. He says, now we see through the dark, darkly. That darkly represents the season of darkness in the holy place. You know, the holy place has a veil and is not a fully lighted domain. There is light there, but the light still casts shadow. Hallelujah. So he says, as long as you use that light, you are not seeing fully. So now we see through a glass, darkly. We are not seeing God the way we ought to see God. But then, so that then is talking about is in the most holy. Now we see in the holy place in a measure. But then, face to face, you can see. Everybody say face to face. That face to face is also glory to glory. We move from everlasting face to what? Eternal face. There is a dimension called then. But now we see darkly. Now I know in part. But then, I shall what? Shall I know even as I am known? So there's a way I am known in them. And when the full light of God is shining, there's an appearance of sonship that I will appear. That is how God knows me. Oh, you didn't get that. That is how God knows us. God knows us from his current light. But then shall I know, even as I am known. Hallelujah. So now abided faith, open church. So we understand that they were in the domain of Christ. Now by the time 2 Corinthians was now talking about, now is the accepted time. So they had moved a little bit forward. Because they accepted that time. This is how the Lord taught me. I don't know if I can paint it well. The acceptable time intersects into the day of God. It is an overlap. So meaning you cannot even finish the acceptable time without taking a step into God's day. It is as you move into the next allocation that you finish the last. So it's an intersect. The day, the acceptable year intersects with the day of salvation. In between, you know mathematics and you know set theory. In between there is the acceptable time. So when you are in the acceptable time of the Lord, you are actually in the day of salvation. And there is a response you must give God. Because in that day, there is a light that is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a light that is shining. Isaiah 60. Is it 60? Yes. Arise. Shine. For thy light is come. So there is a light that is now come. I like the word he is come. Everybody say he is come. They are talking to Zion. Zion has used the light before. Now Zion must now receive a greater light. It is the God light. Can we say amen? That day is dawning. It says arise, shine. That word arise is to be established. Shine. Become manly or begin to witness to light. Be a witness of light. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So this light is the allocation of the God light now coming to visit Zion. Can we say amen? So we are in that season also. Now God over the years has raised companies of Christ with truth. I am very convinced that the shining of this light is to comfort those that are mourning in Zion. It's not everybody that is looking for salvation. It's not every church that is looking for salvation. It is a church that has used Christ and they have become parched. They have become parched land. They are thirsty, hungry, waiting. Hallelujah. They are waiting for the God light. Amen. So you can see all through scriptures, the apostles were making this known to the churches. Amen. Let's just see a few of those scriptures and then I'll just round up. Amen. Isaiah. Let's look at Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35. They are also in the epistles. I think we have one in Romans chapter 13. So I have three scriptures in my mind now. I'll just use those two scriptures to further establish my thought and lay foundation for tomorrow. Are we being blessed? Okay, let's first see 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's good that we understand this. So, we must understand the seasons of God based on what light should be coming now. So, is the emphasis that it... Now, is the season that determines the emphasis. The reason why we are emphasizing everlasting light now, because this is now the season. We are in that season of the acceptable time. So in the acceptable time is also the day of salvation. The work that God is doing is to save souls. To save souls is to raise a company of people that will partake of incorruption. That's the work they are doing now on planet Earth. In the church. They want to raise an incorruptible church. Can we say amen? So, but of times and seasons, brethren, I have no need to write unto you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. This day of the Lord is the dawning of the day. Okay? For when they say what? Peace and safety. Then suddenly destruction cometh upon them. As travail cometh upon a woman with child. And they shall not escape. Now, that is concerning the world without. Okay, if you look at Matthew 24, there's no time. I can establish that from Matthew 24. So this day of God is also dawning on man. It is the dawning of God's day upon Zion
by the bringing of God light to Zion, to save Zion. Say it to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Meaning thy light is come. Because that light is the coming of what? Salvation. But that day is also dawning on man. So it will take the church that is in the day of salvation to interpret what is happening currently. There are things happening on planet Earth. Can we say amen? I was just telling Pastor Ty when we are coming. I said there is pressure on the Earth. Well, in the midst of the possibility of a third world war, it's as if they are losing the boat of certain people in their head. You know that guy they call Putin. Amen. Now, amen. Nothing will happen. Praise God. Let me ask you why. They're little seal servants. Before they hurt the earth. But they will hurt the earth. Revelation 7, the hurt is coming on the earth. It's almost as if every year we are moving from one thing to the other. We are just living coronavirus. Pressure is upon the earth right now. Okay? So, but there has to be a sealing program. So, meaning that the pressure or crisis that the nations are feeling now is because something is coming into the earth. You see, there is a reaction from the earth based on the season of light. Now, that light should seal the church. Hallelujah! So, they have to seal servants on their forehead with the seal of the living God before they hurt the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. So, but ye brethren are not in darkness. Now, this is not everybody. Some churches are in darkness. But the Thessalonian church, there were churches in the seasons of God. They knew seasons by alignment with doctrine. Now, if you don't align with doctrine, you don't know season. What did I say? It is doctrine that determines or partition seasons. So, but if brethren are not in darkness, that day would what? Overtake you. So the day will overtake some people. What does it mean to overtake? To overthrow them. Overtake you as what? No. Finish verse 4. I'm going somewhere. Amen. As a thief. They are not. This is not rapture. They didn't preach rapture like we know rapture in the New Testament church. Amen. This is not rapture. As a thief. You know, the way the day dawns, the day steals, the dawn steals into the morning. You may not know, if you try to study that transition season from the dawn to the day, you may not know. It's a mystery. It's a thief. This thief is like a burglar. It steals gradually. It's a burglar because you understand seasons. That day will not dawn on you as a thief. Now look at next verse. We are going somewhere. Can we say amen? And ye are all children of light. You are children of light. They are babes of the day of God. Children of what? Light. So these are the ones that the light is come to. Eh? And the children of the day. And not of the night, nor of what? Darkness. So we are supposed to gradually move from that season of darkness into the dawning of God's day, where the light comes what? Brighter and brighter. For the light of what? The just shines what? Brighter and brighter until the perfect day. That perfect day is the fullness of everlasting life that will be crowned in eternal glory. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. But because you can sleep in that domain. This sleep is not the sleep of death. It is not to make progress. It is not to move to the next allocation of light. So you can use Christ and not move into salvation. That is sleep. You are not conscious of the next allocation of light. You are not making progress. You went through the wilderness, you died there. You didn't enter the promised land. Huh? Let us sleep, but as do others. But let us watch and be sober. I like that word, sobriety of heart. It's an attitude of those in the acceptable time. They are sober. That sober is their mourning. They are waiting for something. They know what's next to come. So let us watch and be what? Sober. Eh? For they that sleep, sleep where? In the night. You know, the forces of the holy place can make you sleep. If you are not careful. The night season and even the dawn can make you sleep that you are unaware that some people have journeyed into day. So let us not sleep in the night as in the night, and they be drunken are drunken in the night. Verse 8. Let us who are of the day. Can we say who are of the day? This day is who are of the light of salvation. Let us who are of the day be what? Sober. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. And for what? An helmet. The hope of salvation. Hallelujah. The hope of salvation. The hope. So what that day is bringing is what? The hope of what? Salvation. It is to save you. Can we say amen? Amen. So Zion must be saved. Zion has been washed with water. Zion now must be perfected with blood. They must perfect Zion. That's why you see scripture. You know, there are some scriptures we have used for prosperity. Like Psalm 102. You know that scripture? Now arise and have mercy on Zion. Give me that scripture. It's not just any, it's a season. They were at the dawn. Eh? You know that scripture? Is in, I think Psalm 102. I'm not sure of the verse. Amen. Thou shall arise and have mercy on Zion. This mercy is revelation of a light. The way they have mercy of Zion is to bring her into day of salvation. The mercy to Zion is to save her. Make Zion incorruptible. Make Zion unperishable. That's how you have shown mercy unto Zion. I know we have used this for all kind of things. Oh Lord, have mercy on Zion. Are you Zion? Hallelujah. Zion is a company of Christ that have been raised by light of faith of the Son. They have done righteousness of Christ and they have become what? A Zion company. Eh? So thou shalt arise. So how do you arise? God will arise with light. Arise, shine. God arises by giving understanding. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time, this time is the acceptable time, to favor. Yea, the set time is come. So the set time is the acceptable time and is the day of salvation. So they favor Zion by giving Zion understanding. You know, it was Pastor Jimati that said something. Somebody has said that you don't know more than understanding. Understanding light. He'll have a light, you see. They don't know more than word. They teach word and word. Word is your food. That's how you are sustained. You shouldn't be doing anything in church, Reverend Ken, than teaching the word. If you do any other thing, if you do any other thing as a minister of the gospel, you are falling below standard. In fact, there should be less signs and wonders in the church. We live by faith. Faith is higher than signs. Now, I'm not playing down on signs, but faith is in the New Testament church. We need more sights. For we walk by what? And not by sight. That faith is sight. Is higher sight and judgment. What you need more in church is to give people judgment. So the culture of the New Testament church should be a culture of increasing sight. By increasing light. That's how you know we are making progress. I say we will not be stuck. This church has been growing in light. That's how you know a good church. For the time to favor has come. Yay! The set time is come. That means light is come to save us. You know, I'm so excited by this season. Ask me why. Nothing will escape the everlasting gospel. You know, there are some sin nature you have that have everlasting strength. 7-10 generations deep sin nature. You pray, you fast, everything. You minister is still inside you. You know, how about you know that some people will take sin to the world to come? Sin nature, as a nature, they will take it to the world to come. Meaning it's everlasting. You understand? A sin nature that follows you, meaning a proud soul that they didn't heal of pride, we go to the world to come with pride. Is that not an inheritance? Because if I say we brought nothing to this world, obscurity will take nothing. Some people will take some things away from this world. Instead of taking everlasting life, incorruptibility, they will take some natures out of this world. They will need the leaf of the tree of life to heal their soul in the world to come. So the everlasting gospel is programmed to delete all deletables. Everything that will make you not carry to the full potential of the nature of God will be taken away. It's a season of inheritance. God wants to give Zion an inheritance. So this favor is God himself. Tell the neighbor, say, God is favor. To have God is to have favor. To inherit God's nature is to have favor. You know, when you see people, Christians, carrying on their sticker, this is my year of favor. What they are talking about are still things that war will take away. Economic depression will take away. I'm saying something is coming to us that cannot be taken away. Yay! The set time has come to favor. So the light of God is dawning on the people. While some people are saying, oh, you know, there's travail in the head. But Zion is going through her own back pangs. She's changing. She's being formed into an everlasting construct. They are doing a work in us that will remain. Now look at the next verse while I round up. Hallelujah. For thy servants, take pleasure in our stones. These are the building materials of Zion. These stones are incorruptible stones that are coming. You know, 1 Peter chapter 2 says that unto whom's coming is like unto a living stone. So we are in that day where revelations of a living God are coming. That's what it says. That stones is are living stones. It's in 1 Peter chapter 2, if you look at it. It says, and favor the dust thereof. So they're going to upbraid men from dust into stones. They will change your flesh. You will move from carnal flesh to everlasting flesh. Now, here on earth, that's what they are doing. None of us will die. Now, I'm talking about physically. Now, this is what you need long life for. You need long life so that you can inherit God. You need to live longer here so that you can... I say, you will witness God in your flesh. So, the day of salvation is an announcing of God's final program on the earth. It's to raise a church that will be like Him. Are we all ready for that day? Can you lift up your hands and thank heaven?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.